Welcome to Learning English, a daily 30-minute program from the Voice of America. I'm Katie Weaver.
And I'm Mario Ritter Jr. This program is designed for English learners. So we speak a little slower and we use words and phrases especially written for people learning English.
Coming up on the show, we have a report from Jill Robbins about Mount Fuji. We also hear the Science and Technology Report from Brian Lynn. And we close the show with the lesson of the day. But first, it's back to Mario.
World War I officially ended with the signing of the Treaty of Versailles in France on June 28, 1919. However, fighting had stopped 7 months earlier with an armistice, or an agreement to stop fighting, between the Allied nations and Germany on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. The date, November 11th, is now remembered as Veterans Day, a holiday to thank and honor all who served in the United States military. The celebration first started on November 11th, 1919, as Armistice Day. At the time, U.S. President Woodrow Wilson said the day will be filled with solemn pride in the heroism of those who died in the country's service and with gratitude for the victory. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs says there were plans to observe the day with parades, public meetings, and a brief suspension of business beginning at 11 a.m. In 1926, the U.S. Congress officially recognized November 11, 1918, as the end of World War I. And in 1938, the body passed legislation to make the 11th of November in each year a legal holiday. Known as Armistice Day, it was a day set aside to honor veterans of World War I. After American involvement in World War II and the Korean War, at the urging of veterans organizations, Congress changed the law in 1954 to call it Veterans Day to honor American veterans of all wars. The date for Veterans Day was changed in 1968 with the signing of the Uniform Holiday Act. With the law, Congress intended to create a 3-day weekend for Americans by moving the holiday to a Monday in November. Many states and veterans organizations did not agree with this decision. They continued to celebrate the holiday on November 11th, leading to confusion. So, Congress returned the holiday to its original date. Many Americans are confused about Veterans Day and Memorial Day, the other holiday honoring military service, which is observed on the last Monday in May. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs says that both holidays were established to recognize and honor the men and women who have worn the uniform of the United States Armed Forces. Memorial Day is set aside as a day for remembering and honoring those who died in the service of their country. For most Americans, it also marks the unofficial start of summer and a popular weekend for vacationing. Veterans Day is largely intended to thank and honor all those who served honorably in the military, living or dead, and in wartime or peace. To ensure that people remember Veterans Day, the U.S. Congress passed and President Barack Obama signed the Veterans Day Moment of Silence Act in 2016. The law called on the people of the United States to observe a 2-minute national moment of silence on Veterans Day at 2:11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time across all states and territories of the United States.
A national symbol of Japan, the respected Mount Fuji, usually has a cap of snow by early October. This year, weather experts said snowfall on the top of the mountain took place later than it has since records have been kept. Last year, snow covered the top of the mountain on October 5th. But this year, the first snowfall was on November 6th, making this year's snowcap the latest to form since 1894, when records started. The Kofu Weather Station declares the news every year. Officials at the Kofu Observatory confirmed snow near the 3,776-meter top of the country's tallest volcano. The office explained that the first snowfall on Mount Fuji is the point when the observatory staff can see that all or part of the mountain is covered with snow for the first time after summer. Mamoru Matsumoto is an official of the Kofu Observatory office. He said that Mount Fuji's first snowfall has been delayed in recent years, although the reasons are still unclear. "I feel relieved to finally see the snow," he added. "The temperature at the Fuji summit has been high since October, so I could foresee quite a big delay in the snowfall, which was giving me an uneasy feeling. Unusually warm weather prevented rainfall from turning to snow this October. The average temperature on the mountain's peak reached a record of 1.6 degrees Celsius, compared to the October average of minus 2 degrees Celsius, official data showed. Maria Gabriel, a visitor from Texas, came to Japan with plans to see the sacred mountain. She told Reuters, "It's beautiful with the snow. And that was kind of what our expectations were coming to Japan," she said, adding that the mountain's snow-capped image was famous worldwide. I'm Jill Robbins.
New research suggests Saturn's moon Titan has a thick ice cover that could be warming lower areas and supporting molecular growth. Scientists at the University of Hawaii carried out the new study. It appears in the Planetary Science Journal. The findings add to existing evidence that Titan may hold the right mix of materials to support possible life. No life forms have been confirmed on Titan, a cold, icy world. But past studies suggest the moon now has a large layer of ice that once supported widely flowing water on the surface. Titan is also thought to contain a dense atmosphere rich in nitrogen and methane, both of which are found in Earth's own atmosphere. NASA reports Saturn has a total of 146 moons orbiting it, more than any other planet. Titan, an ice giant, is the largest of them. For more than 10 years, NASA's Cassini spacecraft studied Saturn and its complex system of rings and moons, the space agency said. The new study used NASA data to closely examine surface details of Titan. The researchers used computer modeling to examine different elements of Titan's surface. One of the main discoveries was that many craters examined on Titan's surface were not as deep as some other moons. The team reported that in some cases, craters were hundreds of meters shallower or less deep than scientists expected. In addition, only 90 craters were identified on the whole moon. This was very surprising because, based on other moons, we expect to see many more impact craters on the surface, said University of Hawaii's Lauren Schurmeier, who led the study. She said the research team had also expected to see much deeper craters. We realized something unique to Titan must be making them become shallower and disappear relatively quickly, she said. Computer modeling carried out by the researchers showed how the surface might have changed to remove signs of major impact craters. The researchers said one of the most likely causes of such change was that the moon's icy surface is covered with a thick layer of solid water ice, with methane gas trapped inside. The team said the data examinations suggest Titan has a methane-filled icy crust that is from 5 to 10 kilometers thick. The modeling operations run by the scientists produced images that looked similar to crater formations on Titan's surface. Schurmeier said the methane crust warms Titan's interior and can cause surprisingly fast changes to the surface structure. Schurmeier noted, for example, that crater shallowing on Titan is believed to be happening at a rate that is close to that of fast-moving warm glaciers on Earth. The surface of Titan is estimated to be about minus 179 degrees Celsius. Because of this extreme cold, liquids on the moon's surface take the form of ice with methane gas locked inside, the researchers said. This gas could help warm surface levels beneath, possibly permitting molecules to rise toward the surface. Schurmeier said studying the thickness of Titan's icy crust is important because it might help explain how the moon's atmosphere began to develop. The measurements could also provide additional information on Titan's changing climate. Titan is a natural laboratory to study how the greenhouse gas methane warms and cycles through the atmosphere, she said. The resulting information, she added, can provide important insights about such processes happening on Earth. NASA's Cassini spacecraft ended its mission in 2017 when it crashed into Saturn's atmosphere. But the U.S. Space Agency has plans to send another explorer to Titan in 2028. That mission calls for a spacecraft called Dragonfly to travel to Titan to observe many different areas. The planned explorer, called a rotorcraft, operates similar to a helicopter. I'm Brian Lynn.
My name is Anna Mateo.
And my name is Andrew Smith.
My name is Jill Robbins. You're listening to the lesson of the day on the Learning English podcast. Welcome to the part of the show where we help you do more with our video series, Let's Learn English. This series shows Anna Mateo in her work and life in Washington, D.C. We've reached the end of level one of the series, lesson 52.
And to celebrate with us, we have invited the star of the series, Anna Mateo, to join us in our podcast. Thanks for talking with us today, Anna.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you, Jill, for asking me. Although I would not call myself the star, this product was definitely a team effort. I was, however, the host, writer, producer, and director. You know, it takes many different roles to make these products. And another team of people made lesson plans and additional pronunciation videos. But I know you guys understand all this. Your podcast involves many roles too. It makes the process more fun and it goes quickly. Don't you think?
It sure does. Time flies when you're having fun. And boy, did we ever have fun making this series. Is that how you look back on it, Anna?
I do, but it was a lot of work, too. We had a great team. Almost everyone on the Learning English staff appeared in the videos at one time or another. And I must give a big shout-out to Rick Heinemann, the videographer and video editor. He understood my writing and my humor exactly, so he was able to bring the scripts alive from page to the video. So thank you, Rick.
Anna, I heard you produced one lesson a week for over a year. Can you describe a bit about that process, and what did you enjoy the most?
Sure. It was actually almost 2 years, and during production, we were all doing our usual jobs of writing, voicing, and hosting other shows. For me, the most fun was writing funny scenes and acting with my amazing coworkers, Ashley, Kelly, Katie, Pete, Jonathan, Lucia, Dan, John Russell, Alice Bryan, and others. So wonderful. Taping our videos on location throughout DC was also fun, but could be stressful. As a producer, I had to line up locations and get permission. And I also want to thank Hi Do, our branch chief, for the freedom to do the series in the first place.
Yeah, we went all over the city. We filmed in museums, parks, and even private homes.
Anna, since you're here, we'd like you to help us with this last lesson from Level 1. As you may know, we usually play a clip from the lesson and then talk about it. Would you mind introducing Lesson 52 for our listeners?
Sure. In the final lesson of Level 1, you see that I'm being interviewed on a special television program. The host of the show is Kelly, who you saw as the director in Lesson 40, The Woods Are Alive. Kelly was such a wonderful coworker and on-air talent. She no longer works at Learning English, but stays in touch with many of us. So, in the beginning of this episode, Kelly introduces me to the audience and tells them about my new career in acting. Let's listen.
Hello, it's Anna. I did it. Washington, D.C. is my home. Looking back over the past year, I've done so many amazing things. I have met people from all over the world. I've made many good friends. And I have a great job. And I've taken a lot of chances. And now I have some really big news. Wait for it. And 3, 2, 1.
Hello, and welcome to Around the Corner and Across the Street from the Actors Studio. Many people dream of becoming actors, but very often those dreams don't come true. Well, today we will meet a woman, and her acting career has really taken off. In fact, she acted in my play, The Woods Are Alive! Oh, she really brought the part of tree number 15 to life. Let's give a warm welcome to Anna Mateo.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me here. Thank you.
There's a phrasal verb in here. Kelly says your career has really taken off. She means that you are making progress quickly. Like when an airplane leaves the ground, we say it is taking off.
Right. And this lesson is all about taking chances and following your dreams. For example, in Lesson 40, I took a chance on acting, and it had a great result. You will hear about how my acting career took off in the final lesson.
And if our listeners watch Lesson 52, they will see that Anna is dressed in her tree costume, which we also saw in Lesson 40. Anna, can you tell us about this tree costume?
Andrew, I still have parts of that tree costume. I love it so much. I made the tree costume out of cardboard, and I made it so that it would be difficult to move in. I could not bend my knees, I could not bend my arms, I could not move. So I felt like a tree.
Yeah, let's listen as Kelly asks about the costume and your future plans.
Thanks. Thanks. Well, it is great to see you again, Director Kelly.
It's great to see you too, Anna. I see you are still wearing your tree costume. Does this have anything to do with your big news?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Well, Anna, please share that news with us.
Kelly, I will be acting in 3 movies.
That is amazing, Anna. Tell us more.
Well, the first is a science fiction movie. The second is a romantic comedy. And the third is an action movie.
That is so great. Let me guess. You're playing a tree in all of them.
Yes. This is what happened. To prepare for your play, I had to find out what it was like to be a tree in the world. I had to find out where to eat, where to shop,
where to meet people, and how to get around the city.
And that's why we see you walking in your tree costume on the street in Washington, D.C. There are a lot of people on the sidewalk watching you. The scene that really makes me laugh is when you say, where to meet people, and you hug a tree.
I loved taping that scene. You know, props are special objects that you use in acting or in a scene, and also costumes can lead to funny situations. For this video, I told the videographer, Rick, to just follow me around. I knew that every action was going to be difficult and therefore funny. Again, I took the chance of being laughed at, and it was well worth it.
Amazing! I think big things are going to happen for you, Anna. So, tell me, will you be moving to Hollywood for a career in movies?
No. I'll make the movies and then come back. Washington, D.C. is my home.
I'm sure your family is very proud.
Yes, they are. You know, Kelly, not too long ago, I didn't feel very good about my life. I had to make a change. So I took some chances. Sometimes I succeeded. Sometimes I failed. But I will never stop trying.
Thank you for sharing your news and so much more with us, Anna. Until next time.
From this last part we heard, I think the lesson is to keep trying. The only way to succeed is to take chances.
That's right, Andrew. Taking chances and risks, making mistakes, failing. In every episode, from the very beginning, I wanted that to be a theme of the show. So in the show, I always make a mistake. Something always goes wrong. But in the end, it turns out okay. And this is important for language learners. Learning a language is not easy. So you have to take risks to learn. I want English learners who watch our programs to feel free to make mistakes.
Well, they say you often learn best by making mistakes. So, listeners, why not try speaking English and see if people understand you? Anna, thank you so much for coming on our podcast and sharing with our listeners.
Anytime, Andrew. Maybe we can do this again when you finish level 2.
Yeah. Thanks, Anna. We'll be in touch. Back to our listeners. We've been asking Anna a lot of questions. Now it's your turn. Do you have a question for Anna?
You can email us at learningenglish@voanews.com or put your comments on our YouTube video for this podcast. And it'll be great if you share the lesson of the day with your friends and family. Remember that you can also find us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook. Thanks for listening. I'm Andrew Smith.
And I'm Jill Robbins.
That's our show for today. But join us again tomorrow to keep learning English on the Voice of America. I'm Katie Weaver.
And I'm Mario Ritter Jr.